In everyday life, I am your equal. We support each other. It doesn't matter how much taller you are, we always talk at eye level. But when the bedroom door shuts, we play a game. You are in control, and I serve you. Taking care of all of your needs. Being such a good girl for you. Praise me when I do well. And punish me when I don't. You know my limits, all my safety signs. They give you the freedom to take what you need from me. I am all yours, and I want to make you feel good. So, come with me and let's give in to some urges that, well, they're not exactly mainstream. We do our little ritual to slip into the headspace that each of us needs. I take an hour. But sometimes it might be two. And I go to the bathroom and I make myself perfect for you. Soft, smooth skin, beautiful makeup, your favourite lingerie. And best of all, the slim leather collar that means I am yours. A shiver goes down my spine every time I fasten it around my neck. And meanwhile, you prepare in the bedroom, selecting candles and music and carefully considered tools that you place on the bedside table. By crafting a scene in your head, you're able to clear your mind from the stress of the day. When I finally enter the bedroom, I'm naked and smiling. The imbalance of you still in your suit turns me on. Your gaze wanders over my body, taking in my beauty, and I shiver. When you suddenly grab my neck, gently but firmly, and you show me who's in charge. You tell me to kneel and open my pretty mouth for you. And of course, I obey, happily. You are so incredibly sexy when you're giving me orders. I look up at you. And you can see the love and the dedication in my eyes. The willingness to please. And a little dash of mischief. As I just can't resist. And I slowly lick along your shaft. Teasing you. Just a little. Tell me, sir. What is it you need tonight? Do you want me slowly and sensually teasing you and driving you to the point just before madness? Or do you need me hard, fast, deep, messy? You grab my hair and move my head at your pace. Show me how you want it. Ruin my makeup. Make me choke on your cock. I'll give you everything I have. All you have to do is take it. You are in control. Throw me on the bed. pound me into the mattress. Make me take you in every position. Spank me. Bite me. Tease my pretty nipples and make me come for you. Again and again and again. Until I beg you to stop because I just can't take any more. But you know that actually I can. And so you push me a little further. Because you know, no matter how exhausted I am, I will always make you come so hard in return. Afterwards, when our thirsts are sated, I lie there, spent and happy. My mind registers all of the spots on my body that have become a little sore from you taking your primal need. I cherish each and every one of them, and I know that I will still feel you tomorrow. And the memory of your touch will put a smile on my face, wherever I am. But I know that it isn't as easy for you to reach that post-climax glow. Sometimes you start to question yourself. If this is right, what you did. If you're a bad person, because hurting me turns you on. In those moments, you're at your most vulnerable. You feel like falling into an abyss. I am here to catch you when you fall. Always. I will hold you and kiss you. And assure you that I want all of the things that you do to me. I crave them. Dark necessities are a part of my design. Your urges match mine. Your darkness completes me. So don't you ever feel bad about your kinky side. You're perfect, just as you are. When you're dominant, it turns me on like nothing else in the entire world. So please, don't you dare stop being rough with me. Don't you dare withhold that thrilling mixture of lust and pain. You feel like a freak. Well, let's be freaks together, baby. I don't care what other people think. Our happiness should be the only point of reference. And being a good girl for you, that makes me happy. Very, very happy.